This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick. Took over the show a couple months ago. Now we'll be going forward and into the new year. And before the break, we had been talking with Dennis in New York, who was having some issues with Japanese stilt grass in the yard, and I was going to look up a product for him. So during the break, I did find a couple things. Granular weed killer. The granular weed killer Bonide has is it's under Crabgrass Preventer. They have one with fertilizer, and they also have a Crabgrass and Weed Preventer with DuraTurf from the DuraTurf brands that does not, I believe it doesn't have fertilizer in it. So that can be used as a second step. So you can use your Crabgrass Preventer. That's strictly what it is called in their product. It's just called Crabgrass Preventer. That one right there has your fertilizer, so it's ready to go. So that's a good one to use. Your second step would be your Crabgrass Preventer without the fertilizer in it. It will say right on it, for lawn and ornamentals. The first bag is just, like I said, Crabgrass Preventer. It's a 2408. It'll say phase one, early spring. And then, like I said, you could use the Crabgrass and Weed Preventer for lawns and ornamentals. This one is the one I was talking about that has the Dimension in it. That Dimension is a post-emergent killer for a lot of weeds. So this is one that I believe has to be wet when you put down, just like a dew on it. Let me double check here. I'm just trying to think. I believe so. I'll have to double check myself here on that. But you can use those as step one and two. To be using in the soil to help prevent some of that Japanese siltgrass. It's kind of like a two-step for spring crabgrass preventer. They might say phase one or phase two, step one, step two, but this is you can use that crabgrass and weed preventer as your step two without fertilizer. So you'd still be able to go on and use a fertilizer to put down as your step two. So it's definitely some products you can use from Bonide. They have some great lawn care products that were only available in some of the some of the wholesale type products originally. So this Dimension, it really wasn't out there. It was more commercially, so this is a good one to use as, your step two, to help prevent, help kill some of the weed seeds that are growing. So one of the things that I wanted to continue talking about with this lawn stuff is it's going to take a number of years to really get your lawn established, maybe 2-3 years. There's a company out there that is always talks about how great their lawns are, has somebody with a Scottish accent do their commercials, and talking about feeding their lawn. If you notice, every lawn is beautiful. Well, every lawn has been taken care of for a number of years. This isn't something that's overnight. So, they show how great their lawn could be, but it's actually, it takes a couple years to get it done and taken care of. And by doing some of these things now, early spring, it will allow you to reseed, allow you to get stronger soil, stronger grass growing, so you can have that lawn that, you want to go out there and mow because it's beautiful when you cut it. You want to just sit out there in the lawn and, lay on the grass on a nice spring, early summer day and just enjoy the weather, enjoy the air, etc. It just takes a little bit of time, and, there are some things to do with it. It might be overwhelming at first, but once you really get it established, you're not going to have to do as much. You're not going to have to put all these preventatives. You'll still only do maybe once, maybe, doing it a couple times here and there for areas that maybe are a little bit more. But this, it's products that you can do now, in the spring to really get ahead and for future, future years. It's something that you can take a look at. And I know a lot of the products do a 5,000 square foot bag. If you can't do, if you don't have 5,000 square feet lawns, you have something a little bit less. Make sure you measure out the recommended rate of, they'll tell you pounds per 1,000 square feet on the back of the bag. It'll also tell you, how much, what spreader setting to use, etc. But these fertilizers can be used, the next year. You'll want to keep them in a cool area, maybe like a garage or a tool shed, where they're not going to get wet or the bag's not going to be eaten. If you have a way to just roll it up and, maybe tape it shut, a couple pieces to keep the moisture from out of it, you can use it next year. It'll still be, you'll have less than a percentage of it will be non-working, but it'll definitely work for you once the bag's opened. But it should be fine to use. So, if it's it can be used multiple times. I know a lot of garden centers in the spring, what they'll do is they'll put out last year's product first, and there's no problem with that because you can use it just the same. Like I said, maybe it's less than a percentage. Some of them, maybe even 0% will change from it. It's just once the air starts to hit it, it will actually, that's when it starts to affect it. But it's definitely worth doing a few of these things to take care of the lawn and getting that area cleaned. And we've talked about, outdoor living rooms, outdoor rooms, that type of thing. This would be another way to add to that, just to, that feel of walking through grass, freshly cut, once the grass has been cleaned up, because that can get a little much. But, that freshly cut lawn with that nice feel on your feet, there's nothing like it. Nothing like just laying down on a nice, lush lawn and just enjoying the temperatures, breathing in that fresh air, etc. It's nothing like it. But, it's just going to take a little bit of time to do, take a little bit of effort. But I think he follows some steps, would definitely be able to have that and reach that goal. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your questions. So feel free to give us a call. You can also, if you have some questions, you can go on our website at paulparent.com. Go all the way down to the bottom and contact us. And we'll do our best to answer your questions. I know, some of them haven't been answered in the past couple weeks. I've just been crazy busy with Christmas and family, etc. I now go into a little bit of a slower time where I have actually 2 days off where I can spend some time doing some work and answering some questions. I know earlier today, Frank, who lives on the Cape, was looking for some information on a rhododendron that I talked about a couple weeks ago. And that rhododendron was the maximum rhododendron. It's got a long leaf, grows in the woods. It's a very cool looking. They come in pinks mostly. And it definitely could be used as like a privacy screen. It takes a lot of shade. As I mentioned earlier, my father and I were driving to my aunt's house in Roanoke, Virginia, and she lives in the mountains, and when you were driving through areas on either side, it was just all these maximum rhododendrons in the shade as understory type shrubs. So it's a cool one out there. So Frank, if you're listening, that's the one. It's a maximum rhododendron. It's a pretty cool one. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll try to answer all your gardening questions. We've been talking a lot about lawns. We started off with some houseplants. But we'll talk about anything out there that has to do with your garden. Any questions you've had that could have happened, you know, what could have happened this past year, what you could do in the spring. Really anything about gardening. It doesn't just have to be something that's going on now. It could have been something earlier. Different types of plants, different ideas, that type of thing. So feel free to give us a call at any time here. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do the best we can to help you out. We're going to go back a little bit to a house plant that I was my father had put on his list on one of the newsletters from a while ago that we put on. It was called the goldfish plant. I love this plant. I love the looks of it. The leaves are very shiny, very like glossy, succulent-type leaves. It can be used indoors. In a greenhouse or a sunroom, it really likes full sunlight to filtered sun, so more sun the better on this one. It has a cool orange flower that kind of looks like a goldfish, hence the name of it. You know, it's got that orangey color like a goldfish would have, maybe a little bit different color than a goldfish, but pretty close. But the way it is, the blossom has two parts. The backside of it almost looks like a tail, and the front has that dips down a little bit like the stomach of a goldfish. So it's pretty cool. It does. It is draft tolerant, so it can be in an area where the draft hits it. You know, not direct cold weather, but it. You know, the lowest temperature it can really go to, again, is about 40 to 42. In you're going to water it normally during spring, summer, and fall, and cut back a little bit of the watering during winter. Again, you want it to dry out slightly before watering again. Water more sparingly during the winter, like I said. So not as often, maybe every couple weeks. The best way to water it is a standing pot in water for about 10 minutes. You know, fill the pot with water, maybe put it in like a big bathtub or a sink or something along those lines to water it. So that's one thing to do. They can, if you want to propagate this plant, take some cuttings. The best time to do it is the spring. And again, it flowers in the spring, summer, and fall. Nothing in the winter, no feeding in the winter, cut back the water in the winter. But it's a really cool plant called goldfish plant, and it looks like little goldfish. So it's pretty cool. I really, really like it. It's a tough plant. So it stays a little bit, you know, the branching stays stronger. So it's cool. It's called the goldfish plant, and I'm sure multiple garden centers out there will have it in their garden centers, if not now, during the spring season. It's a cool one to add to the collection, if you will, if you have some different plants. It's not that hard to take care of. There's not a lot that goes after, and again, it's usually like an aphids or spider mites. Organically in the house, you can use a neem oil or a insecticidal soap for anything like that. So any plant does get some pests, and most of them are going to get close to the same, aphids and spider mites, by using either one of those products. Like I said, either a neem oil or like an insecticidal soap for the organic inside. One last thing on the goldfish plants that I want to add. It does like a little bit cooler during the winter. So it kind of has like that cooling off time, like that dormancy period of a 50 to 59 temperature. So you don't want it to be, too cold. You don't want to put it in like a bulkhead or something along those lines, because you still want it to get some light, but maybe in an area that's a little bit cooler, something that's not, you know, like a living room where it's so warm. You know, you try to keep the temperatures warm there during the day while you're in there, or at night, etc. Some place that's maybe a little bit cooler, mud room maybe, buy a porch that, you might be going in and out of during the winter. A couple of those things, try them out, but it's a good plant to use. Good to bring any plant inside, like I've talked about, but this is just another good one to add to the collection. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, it's 855-660-4261. And give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And we'll see you on the other side of the break.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No breakthrough in sight in the partial federal government shutdown. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, who is expected to be elected Speaker of the House on Thursday, says the House will act on a funding measure once she is. Republicans like Congressman Steve Womack of Alaska says she shouldn't be waiting.
Let's just be honest. She has been too busy trying to secure the votes to become the Speaker of the House, and not enough time spent securing our border.
The obstacle to getting a funding bill passed remains that President Trump wants $5 billion for a border wall, while Democrats are offering $1.3 billion for border security that does not include a wall. Major U.S. newspapers were struck by a cyber attack that delayed many paper deliveries yesterday. The L.A. Times, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and other papers affected. The origin of the attack is not yet known. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer pricey. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call. We do have a caller on the line, so we'll go right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
George in New York.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. They say a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, so I might be about to ask a very naive question, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I'm an old guy.
All right.
Several years ago, I love local tomatoes in season in the New England area.
Yep.
And several years ago, a local farmer in the Monadnock region had Brandywine tomatoes. And it was like off-the-charts experience. I mean, I never tasted a tomato as good as these Brandywines. And I kind of got it in my head that in 2019, I'd like to take a stab at growing my own here in upstate New York. And I was wondering if maybe you could comment on where to get seeds and what to be careful of and to ensure a bumper crop, because I'm kind of old. I want this to work.
I understand. One of those things, you always want to be successful with it, and any tips can help out. If you want to grow by seed, the best way for seed, best place I think usually is Burpee Seed. They're a good seed company that you can get online. The Brandywine, you'll get like 90 seeds in a package for like $5 or $6.
Okay.
Sent to you. Or you can just go, you can actually, I know Burpee actually sends plants that have already been grown for you.
Okay.
So that way, it's already established. But one of the big things you want to do is you kind of want to wait until, I know in my area, I'm here in Lowell, so I'm the northern part of Massachusetts. Yep. You're going to want to wait until about May 20th as your last, like, chance for frost. Where you are, maybe a little bit later. But that's when I would wait to at least put out my tomatoes into the ground. I might have them outside during the day in pots, maybe like a bigger pot, if that's to get them growing and established. But I wouldn't put them in the ground till around then, because you can't easily bring them inside if there's a frost or like a heavy frost coming. You want to protect that plant, especially when if you want to be successful.
I do.
So you can definitely start it inside. You can use a grow light would be the best way to do it. They do have a few out there, some inexpensive ones that you can use to help grow the plants. If you want to grow with seeds, you can use, they sell peat pots. They're like a fiber pot that's biodegradable. So you could put them into the soil if you wanted to. You don't really have to. I usually take them off just to get those roots as close to the soil as possible. You fill that with like a seed starting mix. Espoma has a great seed starting mix that would really be beneficial for starting of the seeds. When you're, say you want to start some seeds, you want to, you know, you're getting ready, you got the pots, you got the seed starter soil, and you got the seeds. What I want you to do first with that mix, with that soil, is wet it. Okay, I want you to get it nice and wet and soaked so that it's not completely dry when you put a seed in it. All right, it's already ready. The water's into the pores of the soil. You'll notice it might take a couple times. What I would do is maybe fill up a watering can. Get the like a 5-gallon bucket with some of the soil in it. Pour some water in, mix it up, you know, with your hands, whichever. So, like stick, whatever you want to do to mix it.
Okay.
And you'll see that it'll absorb the water. And you'll see that some of it's still going to be that light brown color. But you want to make sure that you wet the soil before you put it into the pots. Because say you were to keep it dry, you put it right into a soil, then you put the seed in, then you water. What normally happens with something that's really dry? The water goes right through.
Okay.
You're going to have water that's going to go right through the ground, right through to the bottom. The soil is going to shrink. It's not going to be at that area where you want it to be. So you're really just preparing it and getting it ready. So that's something you can definitely start to do. And that's what I want to make sure you water it and get it ready. Keep it indoors until, like I said, maybe May 20th. Is the last time I would really, really put it in the ground. That would be like the last date, just to be safe. And then depending upon the style of brandy wine, you'd have to take a look and see how many days till germination. A lot of them will tell you on the package it needs 70, not till germination, till fruit. It'll tell you how many days until, you know, it'll need certain amount of days before it will start to fruit for you, and you'll bear fruit. A lot of them, it takes about 60 to 75 days. I'm trying to think of how many. So it'll say days to maturity. And that would be when it's starting to really going. You're probably, with a brandy wine, because it's such a big tomato, it's not one of the smaller. Like if you get a small, like Sweet 100 or the cherry tomatoes, that's usually 65 to 75 days. The bigger fruit, probably 85 to 90 days before you would get it. You can definitely get them to be about 4 feet tall.
Okay.
So now, once you put them in the ground, what I want you to do is to fertilize it in the once it's in the ground with a tomato tone from Espoma. You'll do that every few weeks, I think every 4 weeks maybe. Just take a look at the package. It'll tell you exactly how much to do. Follow that to a T. Don't do more. Don't do less. More is not good in this point, at this part of it. You can also, there's a product out there for a soil when you put it into the grounds called Lobster Compost from Costa, Maine. That has some chitin in it, which is the like the knuckle of the claw of the lobster, and that has a little bit of calcium in it. Calcium's good for the soil, for tomatoes, to help increase their growth. One little tip that you can use, and you'll be the envy of the area, especially you know once you start to see flowers, is Bonite has a product that tomato set. It's a spray that you spray the flowers. Basically, what you're doing with that is pollinating the flowers early and making sure they're pollinated, so that you know with the decreased amount of bees, you know this is a way to make sure it's taken care of. So you can spray some of the flowers. That would definitely be good to do. Now. On the tomatoes, what I'd like to see you do with watering, instead of watering overhead, like with a sprinkler, yeah. If you could water on the underneath the foliage, it would be better off. If you have to use a sprinkler, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it by any means. Water is going to help the plant. But if you do put if you do water by hand and you put it underneath, not over the top of the tomatoes. Because the tomato wants a full sun. If water sits on some of the leaves, sometimes you'll get those brown spots on it. It would be from like sun scorch. It's just magnifying the heat of the sun into the leaf. So that, you know, that's why I suggest doing underneath watering. Once the plant starts to establish itself and gets pretty, you know, decent size, look on the lower parts of the of the plant, take any of the yellow leaves that have come up, that'll show up out, and then maybe take a few other ones of the green leaves that are kind of crossing, that are kind of covering each other, and break one or two of those off to allow some of the air to flow through. It'll help the water that's underneath it, dry out instead of sitting there. Tomatoes don't like to sit in water, but it'll help definitely allow some airflow through the plants. You want the air to flow freely through a plant to allow it to grow. And by the tomatoes, they like to put a lot of leaves on the bottom and cover up the stalk. You want to allow some of that to go through. Just take a few of the leaf structures off. Don't take all of them. Don't make it like a tree where it just has the leaves on the top. I'm just talking about a few on the bottom to let the air go through. What that does is it also helps prevent like a fungus, prevents any of the blights to do that. You know, if the blight's in the area, in the soil, it's going to be hard to take care of. But, you know, there are products out there. Monterey has a good one. But you shouldn't have that. You should be all right. But like I said, just those few things, which are, you know, a lot of things that I've told you here, that will definitely help get you to a stronger setting for it. If you don't have to write everything down, we do have a podcast that's up on our on the website at paulparent.com, so you can re-listen to this. It does it by hour and date, so that way you can listen to it a little bit later and just say, all right, this is what I want to do. I don't want you to have to remember until May when you put them out.
No, hey, thank goodness for that. One question from the very beginning of what you were saying. I got the part about putting the plants out around May 20th.
Yep.
When should the actual seed planting be done prior to that, or should it be staggered?
Well, you could stagger it, which would definitely be helpful. But that's why I wanted. That's why I mentioned the maturity date of the plant. Yes. So you kind of have to cycle back. Say, maturity, you know,
date, the maturity date from the actual planting of the seed, or from the 20th of May.
So from the planting of the seed, so it'll be the planting of the seed plus when it starts to emerge. Okay, so when you plant the seed, it'll take about 7 to 14 days for it to start to germinate and emerge from the soil.
Okay.
So what you're going to want to do to really get it started the best way is about 6 to 8 weeks before the last frost. So if you think it's May 20th, maybe the first week of April, you started inside.
Gotcha.
So if you wanted to do, you know, try to get some brandy wines earlier, you could start earlier in the season and grow them in the house and get them really established before you put them out. But you'd still want to put them all out, no matter what stage they're in, around May 20th.
Okay.
This
has been incredibly helpful, really. Especially because you have the podcast.
That's key to this, because you can listen to it again. One of the great things, like I said, one of the reasons why I like Burpee Seeds, if you're going to buy the seeds, is they'll have a lot of this information as well on there of how to sow it, how to grow, how to do all those things. Just to give you some extra pointers so you know, okay, I got to do this. So hopefully all that helps you for a successful tomato growing season, George.
It helps a lot. And do you think I should, since I happen to be not too far from Cornell University, do you think I should take a trip over there and broaden my horizon?
Oh, definitely. Definitely worth it. I would definitely take a look around. All right, George, thank you so much for the phone call. Happy New Year. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jane in Massachusetts.
Jane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, could you speak about problems with voles, not moles, but voles in the yard that are ripping up the lawn and some sort of non-toxic way to deal with it if you have animals and children?
Okay, so you're looking to get rid of the voles.
Correct. They're just tearing up the lawn.
And you're sure they're voles, not moles?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm trying to think of what one of the most organic way would be, like a they have like a it's like a sonic sound that you,
yeah,
it's
he
like
tried
a steak.
That he tried the sonic already.
Okay.
He said it didn't work.
Okay.
He said he bought sonic things and used them, but they didn't work.
Okay, I know the Molmax is that you can use for voles as well. It's a granular form. I'm trying to think of what's. I think it's castor oil that's in it.
Okay.
So the best way to do all of this, and maybe I'm just going to give some information, and maybe this didn't happen when you used the sonic spikes, is what you need to do at night is before, you know, around right before the sun goes down, find all the holes that are in the lawn where the voles are coming up, okay, and stomp on all of them. Stomp on as many as you can see. If you see tracks in the lawn, push them down. The reason why I want you to do this is the next morning you're going to go out and you're going to find out where the vole or mole, you kind of classify them together, is actually active. You might be putting some of these stakes, or if you put a repellent in some of the areas where they're not active, it might not be as useful as you could be. So this is a practice to do this to help it make it more efficient when you use a repellent. Okay? So the next morning, you're going to see little volcanoes all over certain parts of the lawn.
And put them there.
And that's when you want to put those sonic spikes in those areas.
Okay.
I would also, if you're using the sonic spikes, it's not going to harm you to use the granule for this. It's called Mole Max from Bonide. It's got castor oil in it, so it's not, you know, going to hurt you. It's people and pets safe. So you got to follow the instructions. The granular goes over those areas. So I think the combination of the two might scare them away. And you create like a perimeter in the area. So you want to almost make a perimeter around where you don't want them to go after you've pushed them out. So you want to make sure you push them out. So it's going to take a little bit of time to create like that front line that you're pushing away from the house with this with these repellents. And then slowly over time, move it forward. Do the same practice. Once you've moved some of them, you're going to notice their tunnels, their holes are going to be further out. You know, it's not going to be, you know, overnight each time, but it'll be a couple of days here and there. And slowly move that perimeter away from where you want it to be, and then surround that area as a perimeter after, you know, once you've kind of moved them out of that area. Don't surround the perimeter first, because you might just keep them, you're repelling them into the area that you want to have protected versus out.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yep.
So I would use those two as a combination, and I really think it'll work for you. You could even do it now on some of this if the ground is still, you know, not so hard. And we haven't had a lot of freeze. I know we're going to have some warm weather during the middle of the week. See if, you know, test it out on Monday night. See if you can push down some of the holes and see if anything pops up. If nothing pops up, maybe it's something you got to do at another time. But they will be active as long as they can move through the ground.
Okay, great.
All right, so it's definitely a combination of those two.
All right.
Jane, thank you so much for the phone call.
Enjoy
the rest of your day and Happy New Year.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. On the other side of the break, we'll answer some more questions and give you some more information about all your gardening needs. But until then, give us a call and we'll help you out.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.